As a new school year begins, some families in Bowling Green are getting a little extra help through home visits sponsored by the city schools. For one family, whose home was shattered by murder, the home visit helps kids just be kids.
We've got a homework basket so you can keep your supplies in there for when you
At the home of Oberlina Cruz Veliz and her seven children, Bowling Green City Schools Migrant Advocate Assistant Teresa Sneed has a basket of new school supplies. It's for these children who had to leave everything behind in a desperate move from El Salvador 3 years ago.
Our home visit today is the back to school information.
The visit is part of the school district's migrant education program. Sneed has arrived with the school district's bilingual recruiter, Mildred Maradiaga, who serves as interpreter.
We brought pencils, notebooks, loose leaf paper, information about our calendar for next year, and, you know, the daily hours for each school.
Sneed takes out three small clocks.
There are paper clocks, but with dials, and so we're talking about what time school starts, because Ms. Orbelina's children attend Parker Bennett, Bowling Green Junior High, and Bowling Green High School, which the times are a little different, so we wanted to make sure they are aware what time they need to be at school.
Orbelina Cruz Veliz says the people from the school district have been a lifeline for her family. Maradiaga translates.
Muchas cosas son pues ellas... Para mí, las mejores personas que yo he conocido en este lugar.
She said that they have helped me a lot with a lot of things, and for me, they've been the best persons I ever known here in this town.
Maradiaga asked Cruz Veliz why she left El Salvador.
¿Por qué se fue del Salvador y vino para acá?
Es una historia muy triste.
That's a very sad story.
Porque mataron a mi esposo y a mi hijo, y luego nosotros seguimos viviendo dos años, un año más, pero... Destruyeron todas mis cosas y después me querían matar a mis dos hijas.
Well, it was because they killed my husband and my older son. And then we lived there for another year. But afterwards, they were also threatening to kill my other two oldest daughters. And so I had to, you know, flee from El Salvador to United States, even though I never wanted to leave my country. But I had to.
Cruz Veliz and her husband were both 16 years old when they got married. Her husband was 34 years old when he was murdered. Her son was 18 when he was murdered. Who killed them?
¿Cómo se dice lo de allá? Los
mareros.
Mareros, ajá.
Mareros.
Mareros.
What is that?
Mareros, which means gangsters.
Cruz Veliz figures the gangsters were probably jealous of the successful business she and her husband had, selling and distributing fruits.
No, nos habían puesto una renta a mi negocio y también al carro que él tenía le habían puesto renta, pero no fue...
They were asking us for money every month for our business and also for our cars that we had.
The family arrived in Bowling Green in 2012. Cruz Veliz worked in the tobacco fields for a while. Since they've been here, she says, life has been bittersweet.
Para mí sola ha sido muy dura, pero me siento feliz porque tengo a mis hijos a mi lado y aquí me siento más segura.
For me, it's been very hard because I'm here by myself, but I'm also happy because I'm here with my kids and I feel safe.
The sweeter part is the more normal life for her children, and school is an important part of that.
Josue, look, our book is Lazy Lizard and the
Teresa Sneed brings out a new book. 3-year-old Josue taps on the book with one of his new pencils.
The bird did, yes.
The bird did.
There's something about new pencils, notebooks, and scissors. Maybe it's just that every new school year, in some ways, is a new beginning.
It says Little Lizard has lost his
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.
Went and got the worm from the lizard.
Ah. The end.